On January 1st, 2001, I'm headed to Costa Rica for 3.5 weeks of birding. Costa Rica is a small country, smaller than West Virginia, yet it has about 850 species of birds, fully 1/10 of all the birds on Earth. I'm going to be spending 2 weeks on an organized birding tour, but I'll be on my own for the first 2 days and will spend the last 1.5 weeks with my daughter, Katie. Normal people planning such a trip would focus a lot of attention on basic logistics, but so far all I can think about are those birds. I obviously won't be seeing all 850 of them, but on a short trip covering a reasonable amount of territory, I do hope to see between 300 and 400 species. A lot of them will be North Country birds that have wended their way south for the winter, but I'll probably be adding at least 200 brand new species to my life list, which requires a lot of study beforehand. I've developed a couple of strategies that I hope will help. First, I cut out the bird illustration section from my Costa Rica field guide and brought it over to my friendly neighborhood print shop where they spiral bound it and put on a laminated cover. This is helpful now because as I read through the text, I can refer to the drawings without flipping back and forth, and it'll be enormously helpful when I'm traveling because I won't have to lug around a 511-page tome whenever I just need the 50 pages of drawings. But where the heck do I start when I need to learn so many species? I figured actually seeing the birds moving about in their habitat would be helpful, so I looked for some videos specifically about birding in Costa Rica. I didn't find any, but did discover a little half-hour videotape about Costa Rica wildlife in general, and one interviewing my favorite ornithologist on the planet, Alexander Scutch, who lives there. I freeze the tape for each new species and look for it in the field guide. That was a fun exercise. I've also been reading a lot of books about the tropics and trying to find each species I read about in the field guide. I'll hardly have every species memorized by my trip, but this is making me very familiar with the guide, increasing my chances of finding birds more quickly when they're zipping about in real life. Costa Rica has a whole group of birds that follow army ants about. They don't eat the ants, but do eat the insects and small vertebrates stirred up by the ants. These birds are in mixed flocks that are apparently very frustrating for beginners. They appear suddenly as the ants come in, and there are many species to figure out in the short time before they just as suddenly disappear. Tanagers and other fruit eaters fly about in mixed flocks, too. My trip leader sent all the participants a list of the first 100 birds he added to his life list when he first went to Costa Rica. I'm focusing on learning them thoroughly. And I'm also spending a lot of time on the most beautiful species, the motmots, toucans, trogons, tanagers, and hummingbirds. They're so beautiful in the book, I can't even imagine how breathtaking they'll be in the flesh. Although my trip is only going to last for 27 days, I'm getting an enormous amount of satisfaction right now, just learning about and imagining the possibilities. Once the trip is over, I'll get months of fun playing with my bird lists and rereading about the things I saw. That's the way a good vacation should be, filled with fun and joy before, during, and after. I'm Laura Erickson speaking for the birds.